The Friendship Trail Bridge has won at least a temporary reprieve from demolition. Today, the Hillsborough County Commission unanimously voted to delay approval of the contract to demolish the bicycle and pedestrian bridge running between South Tampa and the St. Pete area. Because of structural problems, the overwater trail has been closed for several years, but activists asked the commission to delay its decision to destroy the structure. Former Chicago commodities trader Tim Grossicle compared the Friendship Trail to Chicago's Navy Pier.
It was a similar circumstance. It was an old rotting pier, much like the bridge, and it could have easily been torn down. It was in, you know, near the Loop, downtown Chicago on the lakefront. Unique location. They brought in the Rouse Company, much like what these gentlemen, the architects, are here proposing, and it turned into a jewel of Chicago, a real point of attraction of people with a value that can't be calculated. But again, I recall it as a bunch of rotting warehouses that leaked, a pier that was about to fall down, and it was saved by the city.
Grossicle was one of 16 people to speak at the beginning of the meeting in favor of delaying the decision to demolish the Friendship Trail, which parallels the Gandy Bridge. The time for public comment expired before 15 others who signed up to speak were able to do so. They were given the opportunity to speak at the end of the meeting this afternoon. Alan Snell with the Southwest Florida Bicycle United Dealers said maintaining the Cross Bay Trail would enhance the region's economic competitiveness.
Our region is in the fight of its life, and we are fighting the Charlottes and the Richmonds and the Atlantas, other Southeast United States cities that have infrastructure and facilities that we're competing against. This is not about just a little fun bike ride or a little walk, even though those are great. This is about economic development and about making our region economically worthy of companies relocating here. Number two, it's also about political due diligence. You heard about the fact that we're about to vote on potentially demolishing a public resource without giving its proper due diligence. I don't think that's correct.
One step the commission could take would be to put a referendum on November's ballot to ask Hillsborough County residents to increase their property taxes 21 cents per $1,000 of taxable property value to rebuild the Overwater Park and support other county parks. The commission delayed demolishing the bridge despite a warning from the county's public utilities director, John Lyons.
We estimated 4 years ago anywhere between $7 and $11 million to demolish it. And if you look at the range of bids that we even received in February and extrapolate those out, those costs could be anywhere from about $5.3 million upwards of $17 million. And that's the spread of the four bidders. We believe there's significant risk, financial risk, in delaying the award of this contract. The contractor has given us a proposal for about an additional $1 million that 100% of the structure could be demolished. Pinellas County has already appropriated their half of the extra money to go forth with the project and indicated that they would not prefer to bear any additional costs.
Both Hillsborough and Pinellas counties own the bridge and share its costs. Hillsborough Administrator Mike Merrill warned that he has had conversations with Pinellas Administrator Robert LaSala, who says there's not much appetite among Pinellas commissioners to spend more money on the bridge.